Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ms. Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, of course, is no different. I have special guest Radia joining me today. Hey, girl.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm loving the curls.
Oh, thank you, girl. Thank you.
I usually do my curls. I was like, we're gonna give them a little straight today, but
oh yeah. I mean, you know, I switch it up every 2-3 weeks, so this is what we got right now.
I'm like, if I come out with something blind, don't judge.
Don't judge me. Mind your business.
So for those that are just joining, if you don't know, she is a gospel recording artist and so much more. So we gotta jump right in, girl. Mm-hmm. Tell me, how did you first get started with, making music?
So professionally, I started singing maybe 4 years ago. I sang background with Anton Milton.
Okay.
And so I sang with him for maybe about 2 years, I want to say, close to 2 years. And then through him is where I met my label, Mike to Mike Music, and Mike Stokes. And this is my very first time doing something solo. So,
okay.
But I would say about 4 years ago.
How was that? Like, you know, when you were singing background, I would imagine you kind of saw a lot of things and experienced a lot. How was that for you?
It was easier because, you know, you're following the leader, and right. it was cool. Like Anton being singing in his group. Well, okay. So I sang in a group before called Voices of Zamar, and it was just a bunch of us young adults and stuff. So that's how we got acquainted with Anton Milton. But I really learned a lot about, you know, like professionalism and, you know, what it's like to conduct yourself in different atmospheres and stuff like that, singing with Anton. And so it was good. It was easier than
than on your own.
Uh-huh. Because okay. I'm looking at everybody like, yeah, so what should we do for this part? They're like, I don't know. What do you want to do? I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Like, I have it's whatever. Decisions now.
Right.
No, that's, I mean, you know what, it's hard. A lot of the times when I talk to the different entrepreneurs and people that have come on the show, you know, a lot of us are doing a lot of things on our own. You know, we're kind of one man, one woman shows. And, you know, it can definitely be a lot when it's like, okay, you have to execute everything. You have to make every decision.
It can be difficult sometimes. It's so easy to be in the background and be like, okay, I'm going to help you with the vision that you already have,
right?
Versus being the person with the vision. And it's like I said, you know, I'm used to somebody else telling me, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
So to have people ask me like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, of course. So let's do, it's right. Different.
Right. I mean, you know what, as far as from your perspective, like, has it been really exciting to kind of put your vision at the forefront now?
It has, because I'm 24, so I'm kind of on this whole be unapologetically yourself type vibe. That's right. Been my vibe all 2020, really. Okay. And so being able to be myself and communicate what I see or what I feel inside of who I am has been a growing experience, but it's been really fun to, like, get it out, like, okay, well, what as far as, like, you know, writing music and stuff like that, like, what do I want to say? You know, I'm not just saying what somebody else wants to say or would have me to say. It's like, Radia, what is inside of you? Yeah. So that's been really relieving.
Okay. No, I mean, that's real. I love to speak to, you know, to artists that write their own music. I mean, the way that you all's mind works and just, you know, what you're able to put together and just, you know, taking experiences and different things that you have going on is always really, really great to talk with you all, because, I mean, your minds are far beyond some of the other artists that they'll just get up and sing. But it's like, okay, these people are writing from their hearts, from their experience and what they're going through, and putting that out to the public. I think it's bold all the time. It really is, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. So, it's definitely a stretching too, because you being vulnerable, if you're a writer that, you know, puts your experience, puts all of that in your music, you are, you know, opening yourself up to a vulnerability that, you know, maybe somebody else isn't comfortable with, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people sing, you know, what might be popular or write what's popular. But when you start getting personal, that's a totally different thing.
Now, let me ask you, do you, as far as in your time of writing, has it only been gospel music, or have you written, you know, like love songs, or, you know, just different types of music?
Before I began singing, you know, background for the different groups, I wrote a little bit of everything. Okay. And I don't close myself off either. Like, Yes, gospel and Christianity is my foundation, but I would love to write like a wedding song or something like that, you know, just like different, not necessarily box myself in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good thing. Cause I mean, you figure if you can write for one genre, you can write for all of the other ones too. I mean, you know, we see it with a lot of, you know, mainstream, you know, producers and everything. They write for everybody. It's not like you have to just be exclusive to one thing. So that's why I love, like, when I've been able to, you know, speak with other artists that, you know, maybe they're under, you know, gospel music, they actually write other things too. So they're like, hey, I've got love songs, I've got this, I've got that. So that's amazing. You have a new single that's out. I Got You.
I do, girl.
Let me tell you, I listened to it. It's probably about 2 or 3 days ago, and I'm like, okay. And then, like yesterday, as I was like, you know, kind of getting everything together because I knew we were talking today, I'm like, let me listen to it one more time.
That's my jam.
It's everything, and it feels so real. Like, I feel like that when you were in the studio, that was a real experience. Tell me the inspiration behind the single.
So my entire EP Walls was written and created about three years ago. It took us some time to write it. So by the time I Got You came, and it's a very emotional EP. It's very transparent. It's very vulnerable for me. So when I Got You was created, you know, I just was like looking back at past experiences. You know, like I said, I'm 24. So the transition from being a teenager to a now young woman and walking in adulthood, you know, you don't have the friends that you used to have, you know, in high school or however, you know, different relationships and romantic relationships and stuff that it was a lot. So I Got You is really just a song that I wrote that reflected, listen, God, like, all these other people could have walked away from me, or my faith in, you know, my friends or people that walked out of my life that I was really great friends with, really close friends with, you know, I had one expectation, but it ended up being something else. But at the end of the day, like, you stayed here. You stayed here. You've been in my corner. You've been faithful. Like, if you've ever known or thought that you were faithful to a friend, like, God's faithfulness to us,
ooh, it supersedes all of that.
Yes,
it really does.
Oh, so I got you was like, we here, Jesus. Like,
no matter what's going on around us, and it can be challenging, especially, like, you know, I mean, you know, you're going after your dreams as far as, you know, just musically, and, you know, I mean, I think about even where I am too, like you saying that, as far as, like, you know, having that support or people that you thought, you like, we are going to ride this thing until the wheels fall off.
Yes.
And then it doesn't happen. And it's like, you know, I'll tell people, sometimes the demise of friendships or even like family relationships, that could be worse than like breaking up with a significant other sometimes, because it's just like, wait a minute, we weren't ever supposed to depart from each other, you know, but it's just like, it is amazing because God is always, you know, he always fills that void, you know, in our hearts and makes things kind of whole again. And it's just, it's amazing. I love to hear music like that, because I'm just like, yes, fill me with the Spirit.
Yes. Because if you think about it, like, Jesus is a real ride or die. Like,
he literally died for us. You can always turn to him. It's just like, okay, like, I really think I messed up this time, and he's not gonna be like, I told you so. It's like, okay,
let's
start over. Let's get it together.
Yes, yes. So yeah, like, you know, you're looking for, you know, those relationships and those people that are just like, yeah, I got you. Then when stuff hit the fan, it's like, where you at, Jesus? Like, been here.
I'm here. I've been here. I never left.
When are you going to see? Like, I'm here. So that's what I got you about.
Yes. No, that's real. And I mean, you know, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
The song is definitely out. I'm going to make sure that I reshare it so that, you know, everyone that's listening in, they can go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Y'all make sure y'all subscribe.
Yes.
But because it's really good. And I was able to see like the song performed live. So I was like, oh yeah, the video snippet I got, it was really good. I'm like this.
Oh, they sent you that.
Well, you know, before, you know, you released this particular single, I did read that you made the Billboard Top 200.
Girl.
So look, I'm like this. I'm like, you made it. Can you just tell me what that moment was like when you saw that for your single, Okay?
I started sweating. I ain't even gonna lie.
I love it.
I'm serious. No, listen. I was like, what? We got my publicist sent the chart to us, and she's like, yeah, like, did y'all know? Like, we just made top 200 on the Billboard. And I'm like, huh? And then just beads of sweat. Wow.
Yes.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Because it's nothing like any creative. Like you if you're making something, you know, with the hopes of it helping somebody, the hopes of it, you know, being you know, just a blessing in somebody else's life, of course you want it to do well. Of course you want, you know, it to resonate with people. So I think it was out of like 500 she gave us like the full thing, and we were top 200. It was amazing.
That's amazing.
I was like, somebody's listening.
somebody. that's amazing. It's really good. You know, I'm grateful to be able to have the opportunity to talk to so many, you know, different artists, and they have, a lot of them have not, you know, yet reached that status. So when I saw that, I was like, I gotta ask her what it was like. I gotta know. You know,
sweating.
it's a beautiful thing, you know, especially like you said, being a creative, when you put so much into your craft, you know, you go into it kind of knowing like, hey, this is either gonna hit or, you know, I may need to do a little bit more work until then. So when it happens, mm-hmm. I'm sure it's like, it's exhilarating. It's like, oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. And for it to be, you know, for this to be my first time being solo, for it to be my first single, that song was okay. Okay. It was crazy. Like, yo, I mean, listen, I ain't gotta be number one.
Right.
Listen, but somebody, I just wanted to help people. And for it to, like I said, be in the top 200, it was like, wow.
Just a blessing.
Okay. Yeah.
For sure. Well, you know, I want to ask, and I hope that it's not too personal, you know, since you've transitioned from, you know, you were doing background, now you know, are a solo artist, do you find that you have any difficulty with navigating within like the music industry, or just, you know, I know you spoke about like, okay, it's a little bit of pressure with it being all on you, but do you run into any challenges?
As of yet, no. I have a really good team. My label, Mike to Mike Music, and my producer, Mike Stokes, and Tamika Hall, who's my publicist, they are... Yes. Oh, Tamika is amazing. Yes. She, they hold me down. Like they teach me the business, you know, along with allowing me to be myself and being creative in my writing and things like that. Like, so as of yet, no. And if I have any questions, like they help, you know, they help me to understand, but yeah, you need a good team, and I'm really fortunate to have them.
That's funny that you said that, because I, you know, I did notice, I, you know, of course I went and followed her, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, she's got like the bomb.com team, you know, the importance of having that, you know, and having those people surrounding you. I mean, it means everything for taking things to the next level. So I think that that's awesome that you have that support, you know, in your corner, because, you know, you mentioned that you were 24. I know you've seen it.
Yeah. People,
they don't have that support. They, you know, they've got people that are either trying to take from them or they're not educating them on the things that they need to do. So I'm happy for you that you have those positive people around you. Because, like, I mean, you know, I don't know your producer, but he's dope because those songs.
Yeah. Baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And don't play.
Know, Tamika is great too. You know, I definitely, she was actually a guest on Miss Michi 101 before, and her story and everything and just how she helps others. You need people like that behind you, you know, that are going to support you. So I think that that's great, girl.
Yeah. Especially in the music industry. I had an interview with a radio station out in Uganda yesterday, and it was live. So people were like, you know, writing in questions, asking me questions. So he read me one and he was like, as a young woman, like how, someone asked, how do I handle the, I guess the abuse of power? Because in Uganda, he was like, you know, there are a lot of female artists that, you know, they're dealing with these producers or these, you know, just business people that are, you know, asking for sexual favors in order to put their music out and this and that. And it's like, I looked at my team and I'm like, I'm so thankful to God because there are people like that out there. And there are people that will try to, you know, get you to do all of this outside stuff,
right?
And take with the promise of, with the promise of, I'm going to get you here.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just really fortunate to have my team and to have them, you know, I've never, you know, that's not what we do. That's not what we do. They protect me and we work well together.
That says a lot because, you know, specifically when I talk to women in the industry, whether if it's, you know, if they're doing R&B or hip hop or whatever it is, you know, they speak a lot about how some of these people will get over, you know, or they're like, oh, well, we're going to charge you this. And whereas if it was a male, they would just play the record just because. And it's just like, you know, what happened to us helping each other, lifting each other up? Like if you have a song that sounds good and it's, you know, it's a good reflection and we're talking about something positive, why would I put you through, you know, asking you for a sexual favor or for money to play it? You know, I never understood that. That's why I'm like, you know what? I'll stick to media.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because, you know, I mean, it will make you kind of go off on someone. Like what?
Yeah.
The audacity for you to ask me of this because I'm a woman.
Right.
That's what it comes down to, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, how far can you go? Like, how far is she willing to go? Exactly. And that ain't acceptable. It never was and never will be. And if you feel like you have to do that, if you've been, you know, pressured or whatever to do that, and you feel like, oh, well, it's never going to get out if I do this, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Right. Get a better tribe.
Yeah.
Get a better tribe of people. You know, a lot of the times it's so funny that you bring these things up because it's like, you know, as I've talked to all of the people that have come on this particular platform, you know, we all share like a similar thought process as far as like how we do things and, you know, what we kind of expect. And it's just like we have to uplift each other. We can't do things that's gonna set us back, you know.
Right.
It's just a common thing, but, you know, and it separates us from like the real entrepreneurs, the real people that are out to inspire and uplift, to the people that are just trying to get something for themselves, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And transparency has to play a part in that too with your team. Like you cannot have people around you that are like, you know, you're asking questions and, you know, about where is the money going or what is, you know, what's happening here, what's going on over there with, you know, this engagement or whatever. And they don't tell you. Like, you just a really solid team, a good team, people that, you know, like you said, want what's best for you is necessary, especially in this day and age. Like, I don't know you don't know who is for you or not for you. That's in these days, but when you're a true person and you're honest and you're like, you attract that back.
So, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It helps you to definitely weed out those that's not supposed to be around. So that's for shout out to your team.
Yes. M2M.
So I want to know from you, you know, given the times that we're in the middle of this pandemic, you know, what are you doing to stay motivated to continue writing and just, you know, putting out your material?
So, like I said, 2020 has been be unapologetically you for me. So I do just a lot of, I mean, I like listening to podcasts, read, you know, some self-help books, or just try to keep my mind busy and try to keep myself level-headed. Okay. I've been fortunate enough to only be out of work for about 3 weeks during this whole time. So working and stuff like that helps to keep me on the move. Right. And, you know, just being inspired by what is going on around me, like, you know, being thankful, being grateful for what's going around me gives me something to write about, gives me something to, like the song, Okay, like that is, it's crazy. It came out when it did. And, in this time, this same time last year, but that was a song for the times, and I didn't personally write it, but when it began to be a help to other people and letting them know, like, yo, everything is going on, it looks crazy, but you know, God is with you, everything's gonna be okay, he's still gonna take care of you, that led me to be able to continue to write. And it's like, yo, people are responding to songs like this, songs of hope, encouragement, and strength.
That's right.
I have a million and one reasons why, you know, I can write, on how I can write that message out. So, yeah.
No, that's, I mean, you know, I thank you for sharing, you know, I mean, it's that, like you said, that, even before that, transparency and everything, it's key, you know, to really, connecting with your audience and, you know, and maybe people that don't know about your music and really expanding that reach. So that's, you know, that's, I think that that's a good thing. We have to kind of look to the things that are going on around us. I mean, even when I think about my show, I'm like, okay, I got to talk about the current news. You know, I got to talk about what's going on, like election time. I felt like we were having our own little election segment. Oh, it was so crazy.
God, I was like, when we gonna find out, Jesus? Who is the president?
But that day when we, like, when I woke up and it happened, I was like, no, it was supposed to happen like this, because
it would have been
like complete chaos if it would have happened any differently.
It was, but they tried it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, since you started, you know, because, you know, usually with the show, I like to highlight the highs and then talk about maybe some of the lows that you may go through. But can you identify if there was anything that ever tried to stop you along the way? So, like, outside of the team, outside of anything, was there ever anything that happened during this time that tried to throw a little bit of an obstacle in the way on your journey?
During COVID? Or just during this during process?
Your career, yeah.
Before I even started writing the music, I had somebody that was really, really close to me look me dead in my face and tell me, I don't think you should do this. Like, this isn't for you. Like, I don't see you doing this. And that broke me down, because, you know, this person was, you know, in my heart, this person was in my circle, this person, you know, and it was like, whoa, because when you value somebody's opinion so much, right, it's like, well, dang, are they seeing something that I don't see? You know, is what I'm feeling invalid? Like, should I not be feeling how I feel as far as being passionate about writing and singing music? Like, what? So that threw me completely off. Right. Threw me completely off. And but that's what happens when you invest yourself in the through the lens of other people. Like, can't nobody tell you what's inside of you?
That's right.
And what you should be doing. You know, there are some people that come to uplift you and things like that. But then there's other people that are nice, nasty. So, like, they'll say whatever they need to say to you. Mm-hmm. They'll say whatever they need to say to you with a smile, but it cuts you deep. And that was definitely one of them. And that happened maybe like, what, 3.5, maybe 4 years ago. Okay. And it doesn't hurt anymore, but it definitely left a scar, you know? And but at the same time, it's given me motivation to write. So,
I thank you for sharing that, because, you know, like I said, a common theme is when I talk to other entrepreneurs are the naysayers. It's the people that are, you know, saying you can't do this, or you're not capable, or just even challenging your reason of why you're doing what you're doing. You know, and I remember when I started my, originally my show, The Blueprint Live, was The Blueprint Radio. So I was doing internet radio. And I had a couple of my friends, they were just like, you know, what are you doing? Why are you doing literally just kind of looking at my platform and what I was trying to form with disgust, almost like, what, you know, what is it? And when you're doing it, you know, I love the fact that with your music, you know, you say that you're doing it to uplift others and to, you know, really help people. That was what I was trying to do with my platform. I'm like, I just want to put shine on people that may not have the platform yet, or they've got the platform, but maybe it hasn't touched in the Chicagoland area. You know, it's all about expansion. So the thing about this that's so great is that when you are doing something and it's positive, there's no malice or anything behind it, it will be blessed either way, you know?
Yeah.
Whether if they say, you know, that person that probably said that to you, I bet they are eating their words at this point.
Oh, girl.
It's like you can't even at this point. Like, it's like,
no. Oh, no. And that's another thing too, like protecting your peace, protecting your sanity. A lot of people can think about that and associated with being stuck up, being stubborn, being too good. And it's like, because you don't want to be around certain people, or you don't want to allow certain people in your atmosphere for too long.
That's right.
And I think that's baloney. Like, what do you mean? If you're affecting, if you've affected me so deeply or whatever, and you know, like I said, it threw me off. I don't know why, when I'm in a better place, I would accept you to come that close, you know, back into my life, or, you know, just into my circle. I don't think that's stuck up. I don't think that is, I think that's protecting your peace.
That's
like,
right.
Listen, right. I'm not holding nothing against you. And I'll speak to you, you know, we can always be cordial. We can always be, you know, but I don't see me picking up the phone and calling you when I'm going through something.
Right.
I don't see me, you know, reaching out to you about, you know, a question I may have on a business venture that I want to take. Like, I just don't see that.
Yeah.
And I think people get that mixed up.
I'm a firm believer of, you have to cut out the people, you know, like, if I'm doing something positive, it's not hurting anybody, and it's all for the growth and expansion for me and anyone that's attached to me. If you have a problem with that, we have a problem. We can't, you know, I can't operate with you. And then the sad part about it is that once that person reveals themselves as someone that's not supportive of what you're doing, and you know you're doing something good, it's just the desire to even want to have them around, it fades very
quickly.
It's like, what do I need you around for if you don't even believe in me?
Yeah. And I'll take it even as far as saying, you know, like, if something is going on, it's like asking, okay, well, you know, who's going to be there?
Right.
Like, I would even take it that far. I haven't yet, but I would go there. Like, okay, so I can get my mind right and understand, you know, okay, this is the atmosphere I'm about to walk into. This is how I need to, you know, keep myself. Yeah. So I don't find an issue with it.
No, that's real. Look, she dropping some gems for y'all. Y'all better stop. Look, we
bring
attention to the people that are not for what we're trying to do. And that's the extent of it. You know, that's the whole word.
Period.
You look at those gems. I want to know, from your perspective, what would you say has been the biggest lesson that you've been able to take out of personally on your journey, musically, just, you know, just in your life in general?
My individuality, embracing my individuality, because especially in a music industry, there is pressure to look like and sound like everybody else.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that. Like, I was insecure about my voice for a long time once I started stepping out solo. Okay. Because I'm like, wow, like, these people are great, but I don't sound like them. Like, I don't, the voice that comes out of my throat is not
different
what I sound, right? Yeah. So, and then you can imagine the person telling me what they did. It was like, oh, well, maybe, you know, all of my second guessing. But the greatest part it for me was embracing my individuality and saying, listen, you sound like this for a reason. Somebody's going to like it. Somebody's going to get help from it in some way, shape, or form. And if they don't, that ain't, you know, no reason for you to feel any type of way, because this is what you have to give.
That's right.
So really embracing it, like not necessarily saying, oh, everybody is individual. Because, I mean, to some people that can sound cliche, but, you know, until you really go through things, like them cliches be hitting.
It's real. I mean,
they hit really.
You have to go through some things to really know how you will respond and what you need, you know, what you need to do. So, yeah, that's real. That's
real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Girl, look.
We talking.
So let's just say, if I was an aspiring musician or entrepreneur and I came to you, you know, and I'm just like, can you give me a piece of advice of how, you know, how to get started, what I can do? What would you tell me?
Have a plan. Even if it seems small, or your goal seems to be small, have a plan. Like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to start. Or this is the kind of music that I want to write. Like, write it all out. And just take each, because I wrote bullet points. So, like, take each bullet point one at a time. Because I feel like once you get hit, when people start seeing, because, I mean, anybody, you don't necessarily need a quote-unquote label to be somebody. Like, you can upload something and boom, like your audience can come just like that, or your consistency. Yeah. But you gotta have a plan, because once, like, everything starts kind of like crowding into your world, you could get swayed. Like, you can be like, whoa, like, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And like, if you don't stick to your, like, you will really feel like, and I'm not even, you know, where I pray that I will be in my music yet, but I definitely, you know, when things started moving, I was like, I feel like I'm in a fishbowl. Like, I feel like it's a lot, a whole lot, but that's what comes with it. And it's like, these people are here for something. And so if you stick to your plan, you stick to your goal that you've written out, because sometimes we just need to see it, you know?
Yeah, you got to see it. Be up here all the time. It's got to be somewhere that's tangible.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. That keeps you, that'll keep you grounded. What is the reason? What is your motivation for doing this? Why do you want to write this kind of music, or this kind of, have this kind of flow? Like, what is the purpose? Really be specific, because, you know, and even people coming with their own ideas, like, stay true to what you wrote, stay true to what you want. Like, and if somebody, you know, and I mean, we all can learn new things and stuff like that. But, you know, if somebody's coming with something completely opposite to what you want to do for how you want to present yourself to the world, then you will know, because you have that guideline. Like, nah, this isn't what I originally had. So
steering off the path there.
Yeah, this ain't what I'm trying to put out there.
Yeah. You know, the crazy part about it is that sometimes, whether it's in media, if it's in music, wherever, some people have a hard time kind of standing up for what it is that they want to put out to the public. And it's just like, this is, you can't let somebody just come in. That's like if I write a book and then they change 50% of it. It's like,
Like, oh, I thought this was going to sound better. This is more popular. You should do this. And it's like, no, that goes against what I want to do and what I want to sound like, and, you know, et cetera. So, yeah, have a plan.
That's real. I think that that's very solid advice, you know, for, you know, for anyone. I mean, whether if it's just even a business venture, if they would like to, you know, start writing, whatever it is, you know, having that plan is solid. You know, you don't have to, some things don't have to be figured out all the way to the T, but you have to have a basis and a foundation for what it is to succeed. You know, it's very necessary.
Yeah. And for any church listeners, they call it a mission statement. So what is your mission statement? And build off of that.
Okay. I love it. Well, what is, you know, what's next for you?
Okay, so this opportunity just presented itself to me. I'm gonna be in I need to get my I feel like I'm
look, take your time.
Yeah, like I get too comfortable and then I'm like, damn, what was that? What was that sentence? I will be writing, or one of the feature writers for an anthology book. So it'll be me and a host of other women kind of writing to a book that is titled I Am More Than Enough. Ooh. So keep a lookout for that. Oh, girl.
Yes.
Girl.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Okay. It's about to get deep.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Because women's empowerment is something else that, you know, I try to, or that I have a passion for. So I really want to get my feet wet in a lot of different places. And although music is my heart and, you know, the foundation for everything, you know, I don't think music is just the only thing that I can do. So, yeah, well, that's coming.
Your I'm girls. Excited. And that's, I saw that. So that's happening February of next year, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I think the 13th.
That is so exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you. And I'm, you know, and I love the fact that you've already got your mindset on doing, you know, more than, you know, just music, because your music is great. It really, really mm-hmm. is.
But thank you.
A lot of the times when you see, you know, different artists, they are doing multiple things, and you have to be conscious of what you are a part of. And I think that this is going to go great in alignment with mm-hmm. your brand. So I'm happy for you, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
So,
yeah.
And let my viewers know how, you know, where they can find you, how they can support, listen to all the music. Let them have it.
Yeah. So I am on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under my name, Radia Renee. And you can find all of my ratchicity and some Jesus on those platforms. But if you want more, you know, just wholesome, you know, things, you can go to my website, RadiaRenee.com, and you know, I blog on there, so I'm just doing some, you know, different things. You can find the music and just more about who I am on my website.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so grateful for you coming on the show and sharing your story. You know, definitely love the single I Got You. So like I said, I'm gonna be sharing that too. I'm gonna be like, y'all go on there.
thank you
But I, you know, I thank you for the transparency, and I wish you nothing but the best and all of the success that can come for you and your music and all of the things that you're doing. And I will definitely, February 13th, I will be looking out.
Yes.
More than enough, right?
Yes, I am more than enough. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'll definitely be looking out for that. But no, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And, you know, thank you to everyone that's tuning in with us. You know, we'll be back next week. It's your girl, Miss Meechie. You know, you can follow me on all social platforms at MZ, M-E-T-C-H-I. And make sure you're following the Blueprint Media Company, too, to keep up with this episode, as well as all of the other amazing content that we have. Until next time, everyone. Bye.